Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Paul Lawrence, and this morning's conversation is with Michael Montelongo, Assistant Secretary of the Air Force for Financial Management and Comptroller. And joining us in our conversation is Glenn Graham. Well, Michael, in the previous segment, we talked a lot about people with the right skills and attitudes to make transformation work. But I'm also curious about technology. How's your organization using technology to promote transformation?
Paul, technology is part of a three-prong attack in our strategy to begin to make our change and transformation a reality. We did talk about the people a second ago, and that's obviously a key element in making all this happen. Processes, streamlining them, making them efficient, that's important. But having integrated systems that talk to each other is tremendously important, so that we are not doing what we're doing today, and that is relying on human interfaces to move information, to move data back and forth. So today, at the very extreme, we would have to download information from one system only to fat finger it into another. And as you well know, having the experience that you have in the private sector, all that does is introduce that much more error, not to mention the inefficiency and the time that it takes to do that. So we're spending so much more time in this time-honored ritual called data calls than in spending the time, in other words, and your listeners who work in government probably are chuckling because they understand what it means, unfortunately. But what that means is basically spending so much time collecting the data, collecting the information, going out manually, you know, using a telephone or whatever it is, email to say, hey, folks, I need the following data because I can't get it out of a system. I want people to spend most of their time analyzing, putting together courses of action. So we have to fix our systems. As you probably well know, the Defense Department launched on an effort that the Secretary asked us to launch a couple of years back called the Business Management Modernization Program. And that really is a very bold and ambitious plan to basically modernize the business systems in the Department of Defense. And it's a very ambitious one because we have something like, when we did the inventory of current systems that we have in place, we have over 2,000 first-tier systems that, in essence, are disconnected. They don't talk to each other. They've got lots of information, lots of data that we need to run this organization, this institution, but they are not integrated comprehensively. And so the BMMP, as it's been called over the last several years, is a key element in attacking the systems piece. We have others that I'm concentrating on in the Air Force. One is basically putting in for the first time a general ledger, honest to goodness, 21st century accounting system into our Air Force, which we haven't had. And that's called DEAMS. That's the acronym, Defense Enterprise Accounting Management System. And we're also trying to make better use of tools that we currently have for self-service operation. We're calling it MyPay. And basically, MyPay is probably version one of what you and I use when we go to the website and do our banking, our personal finance stuff. And MyPay is the right solution. We just have to add even more functionality so that in the future, when our airmen need to basically do personal financial transactions, they can do it self-service rather than having to do it face-to-face as we do today.
Yeah, that's a big change in the way things used to be.
Culturally, absolutely. Culturally, it is. We have to wean people off of that. But look, you know this as well as I do. When you look at what it costs on average for a face-to-face transaction, we're talking anywhere between, I don't know, $16 to $20 per visit. When you handle the same transaction in a centralized call center operation, now we're talking maybe perhaps something along the lines of $7 to $10 per phone call. We do the same transaction on the web. It's 5 cents a transaction. There's a time for the personal face-to-face. There's a time for perhaps the call center. And there's also, I think now, finally, a time to leverage this kind of technology, web technology, so that we can still deliver quality services, but at a much lower price point.
We know that you're a proponent of cost and performance awareness. How do you change the culture and promote that type of behavior or those thought processes as you go through those changes?
Glenn, in many ways, what that really amounts to is aligning the incentives that we currently have so that what we're doing is promoting and encouraging and motivating folks to perform. In other words, to let them know that at the end of the day, what's going to count is not a set of inputs or how many transactions you did, but what was the outcome? What value did you produce? What service did you deliver? What product did you give to the warfighter? That's what is going to be measured at the end of the day. That's what people are going to be rewarded for at the end of the day. So I will tell you that what Secretary of Defense has done, and it was a challenge, but partnering with Congress has been able to enact, I should say that this is something that the Secretary had asked Congress for and Congress has enacted and the President signed into law, is the National Security Personnel System, which basically is going to upgrade the current personnel system that we have for our civilians so that basically we can do the kinds of personnel actions with much more agility and nimbleness than we have in the past. You know, so the ability to hire people on the spot, which is something that we haven't been able to do except for maybe certain circumstances. I know that some of my people, for instance, tell me that when they go to job fairs, the company at the booth right next to them is able to, on the spot, hire somebody, give them their bonus or loan forgiveness or whatever the case may be, whatever package it takes to bring that person on board. And then we, on the other hand, tell our folks, here's all this paperwork that you got to fill, and it's going to take a couple of months to process. I mean, it's ridiculous. I told you before, we're in a war on talent. And so I think our NSPS, when we finally implement it and get it executed, is going to give us the kinds of flexibility that we've been seeking so that we can, in fact, again, going back to what I was saying a second ago, motivate our folks and let them know that they're going to be rewarded for behavior that stresses performance.
Yeah, that sounds like that system will go a long way towards leveling the playing field a little bit. What are you doing in the service delivery model areas and as you streamline your supply chains to improve cost and quality? What are some of the changes you're doing there and how you're looking at providing services?
Glenn, I sort of alluded to this a second ago when we were talking about how we're leveraging technology or how we're perhaps using technology to transform the delivery of financial services. A couple of things going on here. First, I asked our folks to take a hard look at what it is that we do as financial managers and to filter all of what we do through a core competency lens. In other words, the Air Force does three core competencies, better than anybody on the planet. It develops airmen, it brings technology to warfighting, and it integrates operations from an air and space point of view. Better than anybody on the planet. Nobody else can do that. So in the financial management world, what is it that we're doing that strengthens, promotes those core competencies? And the notion being is that whatever it is that we do that does that, that's what we should keep doing. Whatever it is that we're doing that doesn't necessarily do that, then perhaps we should examine that for divestiture. So with that kind of insight, I then want to say, now that we know the kind of services that we want to deliver, in other words, the what that we want to deliver to the Air Force, to the warfighter, now let's figure out how we're going to deliver that. What channels are we going to use to deliver those services? And in doing so, can we leverage technology so that we're delivering those services at a lower cost point? So again, to what I was saying previously, rather than relying and defaulting solely to face-to-face delivery, which is very costly, let's use the face-to-face for advisory services. In other words, the financial manager advising commanders and decision makers. But for routine financial management service delivery, perhaps we can do that with call centers. Perhaps we can do more of that with the web. And that's how we're trying to streamline our service delivery model so that we're delivering just exactly what the Air Force needs from us, but at a much lower price point.
That's a good point. What's the appropriate level of government interaction with the private sector? We'll ask Mike Montelongo of the Air Force for his perspective when the Business of Government Hour returns.